game.
Thursday night, 8 o'clock, and you're listening to the Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, the tree hugger, and we'll be here for a little while. So have a seat. Folks are filtering in. In the chat room, we got the Yak Chum, Scoob Stan, NTKFC Garth, Mr. Lozier, and Hammerhead Greg up in New Hampshire there. And got a couple of things to go over tonight. The nominations are open and will be open again for the next week, actually till the end of the month, for the Kayak Anglers Choice Awards for 2012. You can go to yakangler.com /choice, and it's like a Survey Monkey thing, and you just give us your choice in there. There's some questions in there. You fill in the blanks with the information you know. And we'll close the nominations at the end of this month. Come back from Labor Day weekend, and we'll open up for voting. And you guys get to vote for your choices. Keep in mind that the Kayak Anglers Choice Awards are just that. The Kayak Anglers, you guys, us here at Kayak Fishing Radio and yakangler.com, all we're doing is just writing down what you guys send us, putting it out there for you to vote on, and then we publish the results. So we can't vote. None of the broadcast hosts for Kayak Fishing Radio are eligible for any of the awards. Neither is Kayak Fishing Radio itself as an entity, or yakangler.com, or the owners of yakangler.com. However, if you're a pro staff for Yak Angler, but not a broadcast host, you guys can vote. We don't even have a vote. All we're doing is being the secretary. So let's see what we got going on here. Man, the chat room is just rolling tonight, man. You guys already got a page in front of me, and I haven't been able to keep up. So Boondoggle is on the way. Go ahead and press the button there, as Chris says.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go. And our friends over at yakangler.com got that set up, yakangler.com/boondoggle. And, man, we're getting close there. We're coming up on, we're inside of 6 weeks now, I think. What is it? We were 50, about 45 and a wake up now, something like that. We should be doing good. So let's see. Quad pod in the wind. Yep. Stan with the new Field Expedient mobile expeditionary camping gear. And cool. Folks talking about what they're going to send out there for the fishing at the Boondoggle. We're going to be in First Landing State Park, most of us anyways. There's also some folks, I think, that are pulling up into the KOA, or there's a couple other campsites, and there's some hotels and stuff there. But got a lot of folks already committed to showing up from the local area. Rob Choi, Kayak Kevin. We're going to be close to Chad Hoover's backyard there. We'll see Chad and some of the other folks. I know from Tuesday night from the Double L show that Woody from Native was on, and Woody's saying he's going to show up, and that ought to be fun. And so that'll be great. We do need folks to, if you're going to attend, to go ahead and go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. That takes you right to the event page there. And make sure you're signed up to event to show up. It's Saturday night. We have a local restaurant there just a bit down the road from the campsite is Salty Seas. And they're gonna cater the event for us Saturday night, so nobody has to work in the pot shack later on in the evening after we're all fat and happy and sitting around telling fish stories. So we're gonna host our dinner for us, a couple hours buffet style there. We still haven't worked out the final cost. We got to figure out how many folks are coming in. So that's what we need you to go to Yak Angler and make sure you sign up. Give us a kind of a head count. If you got kids that are like 13 and under, we're trying to get a special kids meal price for that. But you got to let us know. So sign up. We had about 20 folks sign up already with, I think, 4 or 5 kids. So we've got something to take to them and tell them what they should be expecting for the evening. So that ought to be good. Looking forward to it, man. I'm really looking forward to getting out there and doing some fishing in the area. Mr. Lozier and them kind of done some preliminary work, checking out the charts and stuff. Let's see. Who won the fishing trip with Lozier at Chuckalowski Boondoggle? Man, I don't know. We have to ask Chuck because he was kind of he was emceeing the little awards thing and the raffle off. So I don't know. Stan's like, yeah, it was him. I don't. Was it Watanabe? Was it Yak Sushi? I don't know. I think it was Sam. Yeah, I think it was Sam, Yak Sushi's wife. Cool. So they'll be up there ready to go. That's Mr. Lozier there, the one half of our Tuesday night crew. So, all right, so the Boondoggle is coming up, getting close. Folks are getting excited. I'm getting excited. I think it's going to be a great time. We should have a lot of folks up there. Mr. Lozier is supposed to be working on a map where we all meet up on Saturday morning. You can show up early if you want. Show up late, but you want to be there Saturday morning. That's when we're all going to be hitting the water. I think primary point is going to be the Lynn Haven area. I think there's also a Heroes on the Water event from the local chapter going on at Rudy and Secret Spots. We should... There's also a possibility of a trip out to the CBBT, the Bridge Bay Bridge Tunnel or something like that, that Kai Kevin and Rob Choi, those hardcore guys going out there. So if you want to try fishing with them, you need to talk to them and make sure that your skills are up to par. Take me to the secret spot. That's right. So... what else do I got going on here? All right, so started something this week, and for you guys that are on the road or playing around, whatever, I've posted it up on the Kayak Fishing Radio page on Facebook, and I'm going to put it in the chat room again here. But we've got a new streaming site that we're kind of putting some of the best of kind of Kayak Fishing Radio stuff. Now, it didn't work tonight because it's playing one of Rob's old shows right now, I think. If I hit the cue button, see what it's doing. Yeah, so been playing old shows for the past couple of hours today. Had to upgrade the server a bit, but you go to... if you have a Shoutcast player, Winamp, or you can go to the website I just put up in the thing, or you can tack on mobile to the end of that, and that'll work on a BlackBerry, an Android, or iPad, iPhone, whatever. And so S www.viastreaming.net, 8335/8335/mobile for your mobiles. And you can just kind of bookmark that, and then you can listen to Kayak Fishing Radio anytime you want. If you got a club out there or something you want to put a spot on, send it to me. Send me an MP3, and I'll load it up there, and we'll play it at a certain time of the day. Let's see. I wonder who this is. Joining me here on Buzzer Drew. Hey, you're on Kayak Fishing Radio.
Hey, Chip. It's Greg.
Hey, Greg. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing?
I thought you'd be weren't you headed for some tournament?
Oh, that was last weekend.
Yeah, how did that go, man?
It went real well. We had over 150 guys, and guys and girls and kids, actually. Let me correct that. And had some really big fish caught. It was the biggest two fish limit. And let me see. I got to open my article here that I'm working on. But, of course, Eric Harrison, Slappy, won the thing and had, I believe, over 95 total inches between two fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, 95 and a quarter inches.
For two fish.
For two fish.
Whoa. Yeah, and I'm assuming they're both stripers, right?
Yeah. This is a striper only tournament. We don't allow any other fish.
That's it. We're not allowed to catch any other fish.
Yeah. it was a great time getting together, camping out, good barbecue, raised a bunch of money for Heroes on the Water, Casting for Recovery, and the Floating Hospital for Children up here in Boston. So it was a good time.
Very cool. And you say you're working on an article for Yak Angler?
Yep, working on that. Hopefully get that finished. Just trying to collect some pictures of the winning fish from the different divisions and getting some permissions because we did have some youth contestants that posted some pretty nice fish. So
cool. Were they just off the chain, just bites all around, or?
At times, we got into. I didn't catch anything real big, but I wasn't fishing at night. Riley came with me, and the youth division was limited between 5 a.m. and 9 at night. So we got into some smaller fish, all the big fish. I think the four biggest fish in the tournament were caught on soft plastics, probably between the hours of 10 and 2 a.m.
Wow.
serious.
So using like tubes or something?
No. Well, I know Eric.
Hoagie
Eric's
man.
Two big fish were caught on hoagies.
Yeah.
And I believe he said the guy who ended up in second place in the artificial division also caught his fish on hoagies.
Cool.
So
they're good baits.
Yep.
I like messing with them.
On jig heads.
Yeah. So I got a couple packages in my tackle box there headed up when we head up to Boondoggle here. So nothing in your way keeping you from Boondoggle? No big pieces of equipment need to be delivered or anything like that?
I ain't going to miss this one. No chance on that. So right. I'm going to be on that. Still got to figure out who's coming down with me because Riley had some grade issues last fall. So he's got to turn things around pretty quick in the first month of school and prove that he's going to put the effort so he can miss a few days.
Yeah.
But I will definitely be there and I got a cabin. I think it's right next to yours. So,
yeah, I think we're all like right in that little loop there.
Yep.
So, cool, man. Cool. And what kayaks you running now? You got the big tuna rigged up?
I got the big tuna, and my primary kayak's still the Cuda. That's the one I spend 90% of my time in. But actually, Saturday morning, going out fishing another smaller tournament, the Hook the Cure tournament that I fished in last year, and Riley won the youth division, and going to take the tuna out with my younger son, Braden, and Riley's going to fish it on his own in his Cuda.
Cool.
So, doing that Saturday morning, that should be a blast as well.
Yeah. Now, is that freshwater or back out in the salt?
No, it's back out in the salt.
Cool.
It's striper season. We get the stripers up here starting around late May, June. But September and October are the best months for the really big girls.
Yeah.
So it's just starting that time where we get a lot of big fish, a lot of 40-inchers around. In fact, I think all my 40-inchers I've ever caught have been caught in September.
Hmm.
So,
you do what I do when Brad first started going out in the salt water, and I made sure that in his PFD he had one of those, you know, little safety line cutters, you know. It's got the little slot in there. So he starts taking off with a big sleigh ride. You can't get him turned around. Just holler at him, cut the line.
Yeah, then you have to ask yourself the question, would he ever?
Yeah, exactly. No, I can get it. I can get it. You're paddling after him.
Yeah.
So, all right. That sounds cool, man.
Yep.
And we got the boondoggle is just going to be crazy, man. I mean,
yeah.
I think this is going to be a big one.
Yeah, this one's going to be, I think, one for the record books.
Yeah. So I see a big fly reel there just showing up in the chat room. And Chuck Condor joining us. Great. See, Yak Chum saying he caught a 30-pound cow nose ray on Sunday. Yeah, I bet that was a good fight, man. Wow. Yeah, them rays can really, they can take you, get you going there. So, Brad had that fun fight with that one there at in Charleston. That was a lot of fun to watch him fight that thing. So, but, yeah, it's cool, man. We'll hit the road. I think we're going to leave a day early so we can get the driving done and then be there Friday as everybody's showing up. And maybe we'll run through Charleston and roust Scuba Stan and Holly out with the kids and convoy on up. Hopefully we don't have anybody with breakdowns on the way. Make sure you check your vehicles out before you head to the boondoggle if you're coming from a long distance. I think we got somebody coming from Texas. We've got somebody coming from Louisiana. Well, there's the folks from Louisiana. I think Chuck said that we've got somebody showing up from the Bahamas, too. Yo, you're on the air.
Right by the beach, boy.
What are you doing?
I don't know, man. I'm just driving home from Kayaks by Bow, buddy.
Yeah?
Getting ready for the big grand opening this weekend.
Cool. Did you hear any of this?
Not yet, but I will be home shortly.
You heard it earlier
sure.
This morning. No, you heard it earlier this morning. It was coming from yourself. All right, Chuck has a story to tell us.
Way to throw me under the bus.
No, under the truck, man. You're driving the truck.
I feel like I'm driving the short bus right now.
Did you like my little message I sent to you in the afternoon? I was feeling a little, like a little levity could make your afternoon better.
That was really cute. I appreciate that. Don't worry. I am planning my attack. But anyway, story real quick in a nutshell. Basically, I was ditch fishing, as people know that I like to do, and I was chased by an alligator. And I'm not gonna lie. I screamed, kind of like that, but not quite as high pitched. And I thought I browned the trail, if you will.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. The browning of the trail it is, and the gator came up out of the ditch at me and ran towards me, and I turned around and ran, and in true Chuck Norris slash Redfish Chuck's fashion slash live action, I dove into the back of my pickup truck like a, well, not quite like a ninja, I avoided being gator bait, I guess. But he stopped, like, at the front of my truck. So, like, he didn't even chase me all the way to the back of the truck. So jumping in the bed of the truck was completely worthless. And hindsight now, I wish I wouldn't have screamed like a little girl, or at least called you and told you about it. So, therefore, that's all I got. That's
I knew
story.
You were calling. I was going to make you tell the story.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. I'm here for everyone's comic relief this evening.
It's fun, man. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's not the first time I've been chased.
It's not the first time I've been chased by a gator. I've been chased by gators before down here, and it's nowhere near as terrifying as being chased by a giant black swan.
Yeah.
So.
A giant
black
swan.
A different show for a different night. And.
I see Corey said he was going to show up to the boondoggle too, so we can ask him about it. But, no, you know, after you told me the story, I thought, you know, that gator just had, like, a man crush on Redfish Chuck.
Perhaps it did.
Sure, it was. Was it a male or a female?
I didn't stick my finger in its bum to find out. There, Mr. Chip. Therefore, I'm not real sure. But
you didn't make, like, a turtle man to jump on it and whisper in its ear?
Live action! I thought about it for a second. Because it wasn't even that big. It was like a 6-footer, which makes the story even worse. Because I don't know. Typically, I'm not very scared of alligators, but I saw this one. He seemed to be a little bit more aggressive than normal, and yeah. So whatever, that's cool. I got his number next time. Wildlife refuge or not.
It seen him a manfish Chuck. That's what it was going for. Yeah.
Manfish Chuck. There you go. I don't know, man. It was kind of wild, and whatever. Now I'm gonna.
I mean, it's not like season or anything, right?
No. Listen, actually, the other day I was driving around the refuge, looking to take some pictures, and there was a mama gator that was kind of just hanging out. I didn't know it was a mama gator at the time, but it was a good size, about 8 or 9 footer. That was hanging out in this real small area of the ditch. It's kind of like sealed off from the rest of the ditch. And she's just kind of like sitting there with her back rather exposed out of the water, which tends to, you know, give you the insight that you should probably just keep moving rather than stopping and saying, "Hey, how's it going, Mr. Gator?"
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. I decided like an idiot to get out of the truck and take pictures of this stupid thing. And when I opened the door to my truck, all of the little babies that were hanging out on the bank decided to run into the water. And when I saw that...
Make them little squeaker noises, right? Yeah.
Little...
That's it. That's it.
They hightailed it for mama. And once that happened, I was like, okay, well, this is it. This is not a good sign. Mama's going to get aggravated. And I don't really need to go down in history as being... you know, eaten by an alligator on Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge. So let me just get back in the truck. Don't take any pictures. No paparazzi shots. And just leave mama alone. So
yeah, we'll see you out there on your CUDA and say, "Hey, why is Chuck going around in circles?" Because he got one arm bit off by a gator. So
that's right, but I got that bastard's eye. Nah, whatever. It was fun. It was exciting for the few seconds that it lasted after I screamed.
That's a better than being shot at and missed, man.
Dude, I'm telling you. It was nuts. It was crazy. I saw it. That's the crazy thing is I saw it there, and I wasn't expecting it to come at me. Like, I don't know why. I was like, oh, well, it's only about 6-footer. Nope, didn't matter.
That's why I did it. It was like, he doesn't think I'm going to do this.
That's right.
So So you said Kayaks by Bo getting ready for the big grand opening this weekend, right?
Yeah, big grand opening is Saturday. And we have, let's see, we've got from 3 o'clock to, no, from 11 o'clock till 3, I'm sorry. It's going to be fun, man. We've got food, a lot of food. In fact, this is pretty cool. We put together the grill tonight, which is why I was up there. And the grill itself is like the coolest grill I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm going to try and steal it from him for the boondoggle, but to put outside the cabin. But anyway, the guy who's going to be cooking our hamburgers and hot dogs is a 5-star chef from Disney.
Wow.
I'm like, really? Those are going to be some kind of hamburgers. And as I said, dude, you can't. I told Tom, who owns Kayaks by Bo, I said, you can't go buy like Bubba Burgers and bring it to this guy. Like, it's an insult. Like, he'll spit on the Bubba Burgers, right? Like, you're gonna have to go get sirloin and a meat grinder and, you know, some cheese and bacon and like stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Guy gave him a list of things to get to make hamburgers, but apparently Tom's planning on making like 300 hamburgers or something crazy.
Wow.
So, well, we're expecting a lot of people. We've got the Help Emily Now tournament going on. They're right there in Titusville the same day. And for those of you that don't know what that is, you can go to www.helpemilynow.org. And Emily is a little girl who is the only person in the entire world with this disorder that she has. She is truly the only person in the entire world.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure Austin told me tonight that she was like either 6 or 8 years old, and she's no taller than Trey. And,
wow.
But she's got a lot of disability that goes along with this disorder that she has. And basically what happened is that she goes to a special school out in Orlando that takes care of her and really works with her therapeutically. And they upped the tuition this year, I think $6,000 a semester.
Wow.
So, yeah, so they're trying to raise money for that. I'm going to say it, and I don't care if I catch grief from the guys tomorrow, whoever might be listening, who might be at the tournament. 90-some-odd people, anglers, have registered to fish this tournament. Less than 20 of them have donated anything towards a entry fee, which is a donation entry fee. So it's not necessarily, you know, you don't have to give an entry fee.
Yeah.
If you'd like to make a donation, you can do so.
Right.
And that's pretty bad. I mean, 90 people are going to come out and fish this event, and only less than 20 of them have given the donation of $25 towards their cause. I was actually pretty shocked. And so
they'll make up for it when you get there, man.
I'm hoping that tomorrow with the raffle prizes, I don't know if you knew this, but Adam from Yak Angler stepped up. Him and his wife donated some money to in conjunction with Kayaks by Bo, and one of the prizes will be a 12-foot native redfish.
Yep.
With a paddle, so that's awesome. So yeah, it's going to be a big weekend. Plus, we got the IFA in town as well. So the guys fishing the IFA event in Titusville. So it's a busy weekend in Titusville. We're hoping to get a good turnout up there at Bo's, but that's all I got for this evening, sir. Thank you.
That's all you got.
All that time. That's it, man.
So that's a native redfish and a paddle.
Yeah. Yep. Native redfish 12 and a paddle.
Is there no PFD
and,
with it?
Well, kind of, maybe.
Kind of, maybe.
I'm still working on that as we speak, but.
I'll tell you what. You tell them whatever it takes that Kayak Fishing Radio will pick up the slack.
Sweet.
All right.
Done.
You just let me know,
awesome.
And I'll cover it.
Cool. We'll take care of that. But we're also going to have a package that will go along with the kayak that will consist of an anchor trolley system that you can add on, some rod holders you can add on, some other stuff. So that the boat is not an angler version, but trust me, when if you were the lucky person to win this boat, you're going to have an angler version at the end of the day.
Kayak,
but
the
I appreciate
Redfish.
That.
Redfish is just a great starter boat, anyways.
Oh, it's awesome, man, and the price point is perfect for most people who want to get into it. And
that's right.
It's just a good boat, man. But yeah, and that's pretty much it, though, man. The fishing here is phenomenal. Nobody needs to be scared of dirty water. I must have had 30 phone calls in the last 4 days from guys who were coming down from South Carolina and Georgia and stuff to fish the IFA event, and they're all concerned about our dirty water. But the fish are still feeding. It's been interesting. I may have us a line on a couple of cool places to boondoggle in the future.
Yeah, we got to come up with that, man. We only got a few more weeks, and we got to say, hey, where are we going to go?
Yeah, one of the places that we might be able to do, and I'm still working on that and see who all might be interested, is Cars Park here in Brevard County, which is basically the no motor zone. We would be sitting on the bank of the no motor zone. There's camping there, however, there's not cabins there, so that might be a drawback. And then another spot up to Moka State Park, which is north of Daytona. They have cabins, I believe, and I think they have cabins. I know they have tent camping up there. But there's a couple cool places that we've kind of scoured around and looked for down here. But I don't know if that's what everyone wants to do. I was thinking, Chip, I mean, you're always traveling. You know, why don't we come up to your neck of the woods, kind of Georgia? Why don't we do like a Savannah or, a, I don't know, go out towards Stan and Holly's area there in Charleston again?
You know, I think you said it, though, on your show the other night. You know, there's so many cool places to fish.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, that, I mean, I don't think it's time to start going back to the same place again.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the thing with Chokoleski. I don't think it's time to do that yet. That's too new.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's way down there. I don't know. I'm thinking we need to find some place a little bit further south than, our first boondoggle to Little Talbot, that wasn't bad. That was an epic Sunday morning there, fishing the goon. But that wasn't too bad at all.
I'll tell you what, I was thinking too.
We talked with the guys over in Louisiana, and they're thinking that February probably a little too soon. For Louisiana.
Well, I'm game for just about anything, but if I had to pick two spots that I think are extremely interesting, the Cedar Key / Panhandle area up in the northern area of Florida there looks pretty cool. I know you just visited over there a little bit, but man, I am dying to fish Southeast Florida, something bad.
Southeast?
Down around. Yeah, down around, like, the Biscayne Bay area.
Yeah.
Somewhere down in there, just because of the variety of species that are available there. Now, we're not talking about catching just redfish, trout, maybe a snook here and there. We're talking about anything. Mutton
bones.
Snapper, mangrove snapper, bonefish, permit, tarpon, grouper, barracudas. If the weather's right, go up, paddle off the beach, catch a wahoo, a dolphin, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just somewhere down there might be pretty cool.
The one drawback to that area was when we were looking at Little Talbot, or when we went to Chokoleski, was that area. I mean, if we say, and even with Panama City, the only place Panama City for everybody to stay, the big campground, is at St. Andrews Park. And I think the park that's in the Biscayne Bay area, you know, if we say in October 5th, hey, this is where we're going to go, everybody needs to, like, log on that night and reserve a campsite because
it goes quick.
Yeah, they pack up really quick, man. That's like prime, you know, that's prime time when it's that early season right there, you know. Plus, you got all the snowbirds that are already down there anyways.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I think, you know what I'd like to see at some point, I think it would be a lot of fun, would be like kind of roughing it style boondoggle, where we kind of take the kayaks on somewhat of an epic journey and get ourselves to a spot where we just make camp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of rough in it, but and I don't know how many guys would be into that, but say like going down to Flamingo down in the Keys or something like that where the fishing's just ridiculous all year round. That would be pretty cool, but I don't know. Leave it up to the people, man. Let the people vote. Come on.
I think, what do you think, Greg? There's nothing but ice up there in your area in February.
Yeah, I was suggesting, you know, you guys can all come up to Boston. We can break out some ice.
Bring our little rods and fish through the holes.
Exactly. Well, you know, I hear Slappy's got a spot where you can catch bass and stripers in January from the kayak. So, you know,
you just slide it out on the ice.
Yeah, everyone get their dry gear out, and it'd be a great place for you guys to come up here.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yep.
No.
I don't know, maybe even a change of scenery completely. Maybe even doing something not saltwater related. Maybe go to a big lake somewhere. I don't know, something different. I don't know.
I'm terrible at freshwater fishing, man.
Well, you're not very good at saltwater fishing, my friend. So
I am. You're just never around when I catch the fish. Yeah. I like watching people catch fish, man. I like seeing you guys catch fish and stuff.
That's cool. No, I'm game for whatever, Chip. But, hey, listen, guys, I appreciate you letting me spiel about all the things that are going on in Titusville. I got to run. I just got home, and I think my wife's ready to divorce me. So.
No, she ain't. Go on in there. We'll talk to
you
later,
guys.
Chuck.
Take it easy. See ya.
Yep. Later, bud. So, yeah, we gotta come up with a spot, and we don't have the whole summer to plan for the new boondoggle spot because it's just, you know, right after October, you know, November, December, January, boom, where February 15th is President's Day weekend. And we could, that's, I don't know. You know, those guys that were on the Lozier show, the guys from, Island Adventure? That they take the Adventure Island Hobies out, and they go out and there's that lake that they were talking about in San Antonio area, I think it was, freshwater lake. It's like a catchment pond or catchment basin for a power plant, and they got it all stocked with redfish that just nail tilapia all the time. So. But, all right. I don't know. We'll have to get some suggestions. We'll talk about it at the boondoggle. That's where we announce the next one. So you'd be thinking of some places, Greg. What time is, I mean, I guess October's good, right? Headed up your way?
Yeah, October's good our way. The water's starting to get a little cold. It can depend on the year, but normally early October is not too bad. Waders and to keep yourself dry is all you need.
Yeah.
Water's probably like mid-60s
right.
Most years, maybe creeping into the low-60s by then.
Cool.
So it's not too bad up here, but
yeah.
February's fun though, 40-degree water temperatures.
You get Stan to take us over to the islands, man.
Oh, that would be a big blast.
Yeah. Get the scuba Stan and hook us up over in the islands with some of his buddies over there, and yeah. What does it say? Check out Long Point Park near Sebastian. Looks pretty cool in the water. Yep. Stan's checking out places in the Big Bend area in Florida. Yeah, Cedar Key, Sebastian area could be really good. Cedar Key's got a real nice, the campground that last time we were there with Big Fly Reel and Haywood at what they call Shell Mound. There's a campground right there, right at the site where you put in and stuff. I don't remember what the fishing's like in that time of year, though. Probably about the same it is in Jacksonville. And the tides aren't quite as bad as they are on that side. But something to look forward to. We are, as we look forward to our upcoming boondoggle here. So, but yeah, Chuck told me the thing about getting chased by an alligator, and I didn't tell him, but they don't have my event in the Olympics, man. That's like 100 yards in total panic. So I don't think you can hear the noise because I'm going so fast. So I was getting chased by some gator, man. But anyways, all right. Well, that's about all I've got in me for the night. Thanks for showing up. And, dude, good luck in the tournament this weekend, right?
Yep. Fish another one, so.
All right. Tell Riley to hook a big one.
Yep.
And we look forward to seeing something from that. And the article that you got from the last weekend, folks can check that out at yakangler.com, our sister site there, if you will. And anything else going up your way, Greg? What else is happening, man?
Not a whole lot. Just sort of school starts next week for the kids. So.
Oh, man. Brad's been in school for the last – they started 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah. So
just – they're just getting started. So time for, you know, one of those staycations. And
tell Riley to get his nose in the books, man. We want to see him at the boondoggle.
Definitely.
All right, man. You guys in the chat room, Big Fly Reel, Mr. Becker, Mr. Condor, Pop's in there. I see him in there. Garth, Scuba Stan, Yak Chum. We'll see you guys up at the boondoggle. Actually, we'll probably see. We got a few more weeks of this. But check out our streaming site. Go to our page there at Kayak Fishing Radio on Facebook. I'll post up the links there if you got a mobile site or whatever. Trying to figure out what we're going to do with that. Play some best of Kayak Fishing Radio stuff. Maybe put in some public service announcements or whatever. But later on tonight, I think it's actually still streaming right now, some of the earlier shows that Rob DeVore did. So, but Garth's giving us a Corpus Christi, Texas in February report from a few years back. All right, yeah, man, I'm not against going to Texas, man. I've seen some pretty big fish coming from the shores over there. Be fun to go over and visit the boys over in Austin. So, but all the possibility. Send us your ideas, and we'll see what happens. But anyways, that's about it. Thanks, and yakangler.com. kayakfishingradio.com. Make sure that you go to yakangler.com/choice and nominate your friends. Let's see, some of the categories: best kayak angler, best kayak fishing guide, your local shop, whichever you think is best. Let's see, what else do we got? Blog, video, best tournament, best online tournament. I think we've just about hit them all. So make sure you give us your choice, and we'll open up the voting here at the beginning of the month. So thanks again, Greg. We'll see you next time. You guys, tight lines, take a kid fishing. We'll see you next week. Good night.